All right, so a lot of texters at 651-461-9226 have said they thought that I said ace. And so we checked the tape, and, well, I'll play it again, and you decide. Colette, you're on an ace. Higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower than an ace? It is a king. Higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower than a king? It is a two.
Uh-oh.
Higher or lower than a two?
Let me think here. Higher.
Colette goes higher, and it's an eight.
Of course it's an eight.
And here we are with one card separating you and $50. I feel like my heart is racing with this game. All right, Colette, coin flip, higher or lower than an eight for the win?
Lower.
Lower than an eight it is. All right, so I think the coin flip, I don't know. We will invite, if Colette is still listening, she can come back and play again.
Yeah.
We'll give her a fast pass.
Yes.
To come through. So, Colette, if you want to send me an email or just give us a call back now, we'll hook you up. The textures are very funny. The law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe has already filed a lawsuit. But we'd love to have Colette play again.
Yes.
So that would be fine. I feel pretty good. That's why you got to watch on the video, right? YouTube.
Certainly is helpful.
But it is my fear of this game is because people are hearing it. You're like, oh,
Colette
I don't
is calling back. Do you want to talk to her live on the air?
Yeah, sure. Put Colette on. Colette?
Yes, I'm the loser.
Well, we want to.
I will file a lawsuit. I promise.
All right, good.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. We want to give you a fast pass to guarantee that you can play again because it was eight and ace sound very similar. So I want you are such a great contestant. We want you to come back and play another time. Okay.
I will certainly. I love this game.
Good, 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 good. Well, we appreciate you listening. I don't want anybody to feel like they got a raw deal. So Dan will just hang on and Dan will write down your phone number and then.
Okay.
So we'll make it happen. Very good.
Super.
Thanks.
Thank
you. Colette. So there you go. You know, I mean, we don't want anybody to feel hosed.
No. We certainly weren't trying to.
I mean, we are playing for $50 American.
Yeah.
That's, you know. That'll get you a couple of burgers, for sure.
For sure.
Father's Day is this weekend. As usual, dads get the shaft when it comes to the official holiday. I've talked before about how I don't love that most TV commercials, movies, sitcoms portray dads as idiots. Dads are often portrayed as like the bumbling oaf next to, well, usually in the Hollywood portrayal, it's this bumbling oaf next to a hot wife. And maybe that just hits a little too close to home for me. But I think today's dads have a more challenging scenario in parenting than generations before had. Now, I'm not talking about the world scenario. The world was more difficult, right? That generations ahead of me, you know, you maybe were going to war, right? You're looking at World War II. You're looking at Vietnam, even the Iraq war to a certain degree. But you're looking at draft and war and all of that stuff. And so that was, that was challenging. I think today we are in this very confusing culture and trying to raise good daughters and good sons is just hard. The expectations are different. And I had an amazing father. I still have an amazing father. But the expectations on my dad were very different for the expectations of me. For good reason, right? Like my dad worked for a printing company. When he proposed to my mom, my grandpa, my mom's dad, told my dad that if he wanted to marry his daughter, he had to get a real job. He couldn't be just pumping just. My dad was pumping gas at a gas station. So he got a job sweeping floors at this printing company and then spent his whole life kind of bettering his education, moving up the corporate chain, and became quite successful with this family-owned company that grew to be a global printing company. But my dad was always at work. So it was my mom who drove me to play practice or to baseball practice or soccer practice. And when I was in high school, who picked me up from work when I was working. My dad was at work. He would get home at 7. We had already eaten. That was just how it is. I went to almost all of my kids' games. It just was different. And I felt like even I wasn't as present as some of the other dads who were at 100% of things. Things are different for dads today. The other thing that I think is more, I don't know if it's more challenging, but it is very difficult. And my experience is as a dad of sons. So I really have no idea what it's like to be a dad of daughters. But trying to raise boys who are good men, who are good to women, without being... Well, just trying to understand what is the concept of being a man, of masculinity, of this world, where are we at on this stuff? I think parents have always had to navigate some of the challenges of like, all right, the culture of my kids' world is different from the culture of my childhood and certainly different from the culture of my adulthood. I do think today, like trying to carve out, I don't know, I worry that we're in this like bro culture moment, the bro podcast world, this like oozing machismo kind of gross stuff that I thought we moved away from. Treading that middle ground, I think, is always complicated, right? Like I want my boys to be strong men. But I also want them to be more empathetic and more caring and more sensitive than it was acceptable for me to be when I was a kid. You know, bear in mind, like, if you're 50, when we were kids, it was a very common insult to look at a boy who is maybe not as tough or even a tough guy who had a sensitive moment and you'd be like, well, you're gay. Right? Like, that was just a normal insult. And thank goodness. Well, I say thank goodness we've moved away from that, but are we moving back to that? I worry about that. I think trying to figure out, and this I do think is largely a dad concern. How do I figure out to raise my kids so they're better than I was, right? Like, isn't that what you want for your kids? That's what I want. I want my kids to be better. I want them to be better people. I want them to be kinder. But I also want them to know that it's okay to be a man. And over, I think, the last period of time, that's been it's a challenging thing. We had this sort of, well, you know, we want, and whatever your kid ends up wanting to be, you just want to lead with love. Like, I love you. I will always love you. However you choose to show up in the world is your choice. It's different. I don't think my dad was worried about this stuff. I don't. Texters. Weighing in at 651-461-9226. Dads get the shaft? I don't think so. Mother's Day is on fishing opener every year. Well, Come on. If anyone wants to argue that Father's Day is a bigger deal than Mother's Day, please call in. I would love to hear someone make that case. Drive Time, taking a break, back in just a minute.